VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motive or his nationality, but they suspect he was part of a network of people. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A police spokesman says two other men are also suspects in the case. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier, German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. Germany is the largest single contributor to Greece's economic bailout and thus had to approve the agreement before it could proceed. Germany's finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, told lawmakers it would be irresponsible not to approve the bailout. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khalid Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. This is VOA News. Israel's Supreme Court is suspending the detention of a Palestinian hunger striker who has suffered brain damage after 65 days without food. After a long day of deliberations, the Supreme Court announced late Wednesday that Mohammed Alan would remain hospitalized, but that his shackles would be removed. The court also ruled that his family can visit him. The decision did not address what would happen to Alan if he recovers. The Arab League is again calling for a new strategy to fight the Islamic State group in Libya. Heather Murdoch reports.
Libyan Foreign Minister Mohammed al-Dairi has called on the Arab League for air support and weapons to fight the so-called Islamic State militants who are increasingly operating in Libya. Egyptian Arab League representative Tariq Adel cites the U.S.-led coalition in Syria and Iraq, saying inaction in Libya amounts to a double standard. The Arab League plans to meet August 27th to devise a way to help Libya militarily. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Speaking to reporters in Crimea, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said President Vladimir Putin is open to a meeting with President Barack Obama next month. The Russian leader will be in the United States next month to participate in the United Nations General Assembly, and Lavrov said Mr. Putin could meet with President Obama if the U.S. signals it wants a meeting. State media say the owners of a warehouse that exploded in Tianjin, China last week used their relationships with local officials to obtain apparently fraudulent safety licenses. In an interview with the official Xinhua news agency, two top shareholders of the Ruihai International Logistics Company admitted to using their connections to obtain the certificates. The men are among the 10 officials detained by police as authorities look into the apparently lax safety standards that contributed to the explosion. The United Nations says three young women in the Central African Republic are charging UN peacekeeping troops with sexually abusing them. A UN spokeswoman told reporters Wednesday the victims' families reported the abuse to the UN mission in the CAR last week. Oscar Pistorius's release from a South African prison has been put on hold by the country's Justice Department. The Paralympian was expected to be released Friday, less than a year into his 5-year sentence for the killing of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. She was expected to complete the remainder of his prison. He was expected to complete the remainder of his term under house arrest. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.